Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Strong end of the week, though. Strong into the week for the phenom himself, Mr. Blake Elliott. But outside of that, not one of his better moments. How'd you guys do in, real quick? How are we doing fantasy this week? You guys are each in like seven leagues.
I won the leagues.
I'm only in one.
Oh, you're only in one?
Yeah.
Did you win?
Which I love, actually, being in one. I may never do multiple leagues again. I did win. Thanks to the Ravens for... Outside of Lamar Jackson and Mark Andrews, I guess. Really, yeah. Just shout out to Zay Flowers. Just doing Man, absolutely nothing and helping right. me out a lot.
I'll take it. All right, so you went 1-0.
I lost in our league. I won in my
you
money.
You did a
league.
Lot of talking in that league, too, before it started. In fact,
about to be 1-2. About to be 1-2.
You lambasted me quite a bit.
I did.
About that league. And you're what? What's your record?
About to be 1-2.
You're 1-2.
Saquon Barkley, 9 points.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
You didn't think A.J. Brown. He kind of went off this week.
Yeah.
The guy. Dr. Tet McMillan. He hasn't done nothing for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Anybody else in your league that on that team that you wanted to? You know, maybe trading me to Brock Bowers wouldn't have been such a bad idea after all.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Maybe you should have moved off him. He's been a disaster in my other league as well. However, through three weeks, I've got two teams. I'm 5-1. 3-0 in our league. The league that you decided to make so much fun. Me and my son, both 3-0 in this league.
And y'all both drafted so bad, but somehow.
Oh, did we though?
Oh, I got ridiculed all
did
over the place.
We
but it worked out.
Did
it,
we
none
know?
Of the players that should be going off are doing it, bro. We got random players
ball
going
knowers.
Off.
All I kept hearing about was what a ball knower this guy is. Yet
not
here
good,
he is.
Not a good
one. 1-2. All right, but what about the other leagues? What about the other
the
leagues?
The league I care about the most, I'm 3-0. And I'm putting up 150 a week.
Okay.
Dominant. Yeah, I'm dominant. I got Baker, Jordan Mason from the Vikings.
That was a good pick by you.
Bijan.
Yeah.
Drake London. Yeah, moment of silence.
Drake's having a rough year.
I made a savvy trade, though. I traded Travis Etienne and Ladd McConkey after week one, after both had decent performances, mainly Travis Etienne, for JSN and Ricky Pearsall, who both dropped 20 this week.
Not bad.
And Ladd McConkey's wide receiver 3 on his own team.
And Mac Jones loves Ricky Pearsall. Tell you what,
and I have Brock Bowers, who's like my eighth best player on that team.
And ever since he got hurt, he's been. But that Raiders team sucks. Unless you got Trey Tucker, my God,
which nobody has.
I think he's available in 117% of teams leagues.
Shout out to the Buccaneers defense, giving me 20 points too.
Shout out to the Minnesota Vikings defense,
got 32.
Good God, they were on fire yesterday. All right, real quick.
It's okay, we can just skip this segment. It's okay.
Real quick. So, ball knower extraordinaire Blake Elliott.
I am 3-0, just for the record as well.
For the record, Khaki Kevin 3-0. When do you and your girlfriend move in together? By the way,
shooting forward beginning of November.
What do you mean you're shooting for? Are you either going to do it or you're not? What are we waiting on?
Well, there's the floor plan that we want for the particular apartment complex we're wanting to move into isn't available until the 25th. So
of
October.
Okay.
So unless someone else takes it, the idea is that we would move in on November 1st.
I mean, are you going to take it or what? I don't understand.
But we got to tour it first.
Oh, so the one you haven't toured it yet?
No, because the floor plan hasn't become available yet.
So they don't have any model units?
Mm-mm.
No. Yeah. What side of town are you moving to?
Just still in Fort Worth, but like closer to Dallas, Fort Worth.
Blake, you're about to move, aren't you?
Trying. I'm gonna go look at apartments on Tuesday.
It's a busy time for you guys, huh?
September, man. Good month. Nah, actually not a good month, but fall. Fall, good season. September's been bad.
That you love September. You've been gushing about September.
I love fall in
month.
General, but September has sucked.
It's been a rough September.
Can we be honest? It's been a bad September for all of us. It hasn't been good for America in September. It's more so what I'm saying. I'm not saying like Blake personally.
Just as a whole?
Just as a whole, as a nation. Hasn't been a good September.
I mean, it's always. I mean, it's this country's been in free fall for a while.
He always finds a way. It's like he can't help himself. He's like, I got to say this real quick. Fred Impulsive Thoughts not winning -1,000 is the odds.
Okay, here we go.
Oh my God, I feel so bad.
Oh my what God. Happened?
I didn't buy my man a beer for driving 60 miles. I bearded a monkey. That's so on me. I completely forgot. 100%. I'll buy you two beers. Two beers on me.
That was that Junior?
Yeah. Junior, I'm so sorry.
And you were sitting right in front of him. I mean, what was your excuse?
I just forgot. We were doing a lot. We were doing giveaways. My mom came.
Yeah.
Junior, that's on me. That's on me. Got to take it on the chest. Mm. Two beers on me. Mm. Maybe even three.
Win.
The next remote we do next time I'm out of the house.
It's fair.
I'm not going to like pull up on Junior directly and drop beers off, but.
Baby.
Nah, I'm good.
Where did he say? What did he say? He was in Cleburne?
Yeah. Next remote, I got you. That's okay. That's on me, Junior. As you can see, it's been a hard week for me.
It's just been a long month, as you said.
Dude, can you just go? You're prolonging what I already don't want to happen in these picks, and you've somehow prolonged it 5 minutes. So I had to wait even longer.
All right, so I need you to read the score. So here's the deal. We do our picks every week, and now that the Monday night game is over, which, hey, feel good about because you got that one right. So we'll go ahead and give Blake a score there. So right now, with the Thursday game and the Monday game, Blake is up 2-0. Blake's up 2-0. However, let's go to the Sunday slate of games. Carolina, Atlanta. Atlanta was a 5.5-point favorite. And, of course, we all know they got their ass handed to them. Fred wins that one because Blake picked Atlanta. Now, we both picked Green Bay to win or cover. Wrong. Cleveland pulled out the win. Jacksonville, -1.5. Fred picked Jacksonville. Blake picked Houston. Win for Fred. Minnesota. We really have to go any further. Fred picked Minnesota. Blake did not. Win for Fred. Pittsburgh, New England. Pittsburgh, -1.5. They won by a touchdown. Win for Fred. Fred's now up 4-2. We both picked the Rams, which we would have won that one had the Jordan Davis not taken the kickback for a touchdown.
That was bad for a number of reasons.
So neither one of us won there. We both missed on Tampa Bay. We both missed on Tennessee. All right. Washington, Las Vegas. Washington -3.5. They won by a touchdown. Fred picked that.
Wait. You said Washington?
Yeah.
They won by 20.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Still covered. You were wrong. Now, you did get Denver right.
Let's go.
Okay, so now it's only 5-3. All right.
It's not as bad as I
thought. Not as bad as you thought. Not
really
as bad
thought
as
I was
you
getting
thought.
Work.
Seattle, New Orleans. Fred picked Seattle. Blake picked New Orleans. Got that one right. 6-3. Chicago, Dallas. Got that one wrong.
Both of us
did. Yeah. Actually, everybody picked Dallas to win that one. Arizona, San Francisco. What was the final 16, score there?
15.
Yeah, so neither one of us got that one right, as it was -2.5. And then Fred picked Kansas City over the Giants. So, final
score. Did you already do the Texans, Jags?
Yeah, I did that one as well. So that being said, I win 7-3 this week.
A lot better than I thought. I thought it was like 9-0.
Now you because a lot of the ones we picked the same. We got a lot of the same ones wrong, and of course you got the. I already gave you the two for the Thursday and Monday.
So let's
game,
go. I'd probably say my best pick was this one right here, Monday Night Football. That's probably my best pick because the Lions were 4.5-point dogs and they win by 8.
Yeah.
And my worst pick has got to be. Let's see. What would be my worst pick? The Saints covering was a pretty bad pick. They got beat by 30. Probably the Falcons pick was probably my worst one. Did you pick the Falcons too?
Nope. Pick Carolina.
Okay. That was my worst pick. They got beat 30-0.
So after 3 weeks, Fred is up 21-16.
It's still close.
Oh, no. I mean, we're right there. 21-16.
What was your best and worst pick?
I mean, which one do you want to start with? I mean, Carolina was good for me.
Yeah.
Jacksonville was good for me.
No, they only won by 7. I'm talking about like where you just smoked it.
I mean,
the Seahawks won.
I mean, Minnesota was pretty good. I thought the Commanders was pretty good. Thought the Seattle one was pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, the Chiefs were 6.5.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
NFL season, it was a weird one, man.
And no, look, it was one of those
NFL offenses are averaging 317 yards per game. That's the lowest total since 2005. The lowest total this century. Teams are not doing what they usually do. The Indianapolis Colts have punted one time in three games. The fewest by any team over the first three games in the NFL season since 1940. I don't know if you guys are realizing this. Daniel Jones looks like Josh Allen in an offseason. He's moving the ball down the field. He's running. Indiana Jones is real. Danny Dollars. Daniel Jones and the Colts have scored 103 points. 34 points per game, 425 yards per game. That is the highest total in any Indianapolis Colts era team. Mind you, Peyton Manning played for Indianapolis Colts. They never amassed the 100-yard or 100-point mark. So Daniel Jones, better than Peyton Manning? You heard it here first. Danny Dimes. Danny Dollars.
Let's see. Let's read a couple text messages here. Let's see. From the 972, of course, Fred is covering H-Town sports news still.
Actually, I put that in there. It was just part of the headlines. Big NBA news.
Yeah.
Travis,
can we just, real quick, can we just say something? I mean, are you not supposed to act like Houston doesn't exist?
It's sports news. It's actually kind of important if I say a Houston player goes down for the season.
I mean, you can still hate them.
CJ Stroud has a season-ending injury. We're going to talk about it.
But it's okay to at least know what they're doing. Trust me, people in Houston are talking about Dallas, all right? Like, it's not like we're devoting a segment to Houston sports.
Nope.
Because, let's call it what it is. Mavericks and Rockets, that's going to be a lot of fun to watch this year.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And no Fred, maybe evens out the no Kyrie for a little bit. So neither team's going to have their starting point guard.
Well, Fred's out for the year.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying, like, if they match up in the beginning part of the year, neither team will have their starting point guard.
Clay's Achilles was torn after the knee blew up.
Yeah,
I know. I'm just telling you.
I didn't want to bring that part out.
I'm just saying, yeah, because I was right. Kendall here. It didn't really hurt.
Oh, do you want the Kendall answer?
Yeah, can we get a Kendall Wallace update? Who the hell is Kendall Wallace?
Kendall Wallace. I have the answer I want to
get. Does he live here in Texas? If Kendall Wallace lives in Texas, we're getting him on the show.
Try to guess his height and weight.
I'm going to say 6'5".
Or you take off an inch.
6'4", 190.
6'4", 200.
6'4", 195. Mountain View High School in Arizona. He went to UNLV men's basketball. Never made it to the NBA.
So where did you get his name from?
It's pulled up on Google. It said guys recovering from an ACL. It said he returned in 6 months. I looked up his stats. It says no statistics for this player.
So what we're saying is Google just randomly found.
No, he's a real person. He's on ESPN.
I mean, I get that.
3.9 points per game.
But how do we? I mean, how did of all the
played 4 years?
Where on earth does it say somewhere on the internet
what a that pull Kendall by Wallace? Google.
I mean, seriously, of all the people in humanity, Kendall Wallace somehow shows up on a Google search.
It's actually the first one. It was Kendall Wallace, then Klay Thompson.
We're getting him on the show.
Kendall Wallace.
I'm telling you right now, we're getting Kendall Wallace.
In 2008, how many minutes per game do you think he played?
9.
11. Okay, what about 2009?
I'd like to think he got better as time went on.
12 and a half.
I'm going to go with 11.
14.
Okay.
2010.
16.
19.
He had to be averaging 25 minutes a game his senior year.
Senior year, you're going to go 25?
Yeah. 20,
Kevin?
23 and a half.
11.
Oh, we've had a fall off.
What? He went from 19 to 11?
What happened to Kendall?
6.9 points.
They draft. Something happened. When did he have the torn ACL? Do we know?
Let me see. Give me 2 seconds.
Kendall Wallace.
Well, if he came back in 6 months to go into the senior year, that makes sense.
Here's the funny part is every time you bring his name up, I mean, okay, do you realize he's the head basketball coach at LaGrange College now?
2010 is when he tore his ACL.
So it was before his senior year then.
That explains a lot. That explains a lot.
That's why his minutes dropped.
Is he a white guy?
Yeah, very. Sorry. I didn't mean for that to come out like that.
Oh, my goodness.
Three-point percentage above. He's right at 40% every year.
Of course he was.
Free throw percentage follows right behind it, too.
Let me guess. He was a first-team academic All-American.
And his senior year, he shot 88% from the line, from the charity strike.
Of course he did. What did he average? Three free throws a game?
Two. Two a game. Two a game, and he shot 88%. His junior year, when he was at 6.9 points and playing 20 minutes a game, he shot 4 free throws a game, 76%, and shot 40% from 3.
Okay, there's more than one Kendall Wallace with a lucrative basketball following. All right, so it's not the one I was looking. Okay, so Kendall Wallace, who's the head men's basketball coach at LaGrange College, not the same Kendall Wallace. Nope. But I use Bing, too. Bing is how is Bing still a thing?
Why did you use it?
That's why, yeah, why did
because
you use it?
Because we got 12 browsers. Because that's where, thank you, because there's like 17 pages
and
open
you click
here.
Bing as one
again
of them?
I'm just going off of what's up here. Okay, get the hell out of my face.
I'm gonna give you
what's his name, Kendall Wallace.
Yeah, while you're looking that up,
you think he's in relation to Chris Wallace?
No.
Do you even know who Chris Wallace is?
No.
Wow.
I mean, I'm sure I do, but I don't. What does he do? I'll tell you if I know.
You guys sicken me right now.
What does he do?
The fact you don't know him.
Maybe I do. Maybe I just don't know his name. Is he like a running back? A coach.
Actor.
One of the greatest rappers of all time.
No, I don't. I don't know any rapper named Chris Wallace. Of all time,
yes,
Fred?
That's right.
Is that his name or did he have like a
you throw on the all time all the time.
Because it's true.
Like.
Because it's true.
Chris Wallace, one of the best rappers of all time. And I've never even heard his name once.
Oh, no.
But he's one of the greatest rappers of all time.
Yes, he absolutely is.
Is he just like one of your favorites or like a local legend?
You guys make me sick, both of you.
Dude, is that his rap name? Chris Wallace.
No, it's not his rap
name. Okay, well, give me his rap name, bro.
Oh, wow. Okay. I did not know that was his name.
Yeah. Okay, give me his rap name.
Ask your boy, Cat.
What's his rap name, Kevin?
Notorious B.I.G.
Okay. Well, I didn't know his real name.
Clearly.
Christopher George Latour Wallace.
Clearly.
Lucius is not proud of me right now.
Yeah. No, he's not.
I could name 50 rappers right now and you don't know their real name. Nobody goes by their real name.
Nobody as big as Chris Wallace, aka Notorious B.I.G.
But I'm sure I could. There's plenty of other.
Tupac, what? Get out of here. Final segment of the program coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.